The world's northernmost region, the Arctic, is warming faster than the global average. And that is having major implications, according to a report released today by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Barbara Moran from member station WBUR is covering what's known as the Arctic Report Card. Hey there, Barb.
Hello.
Big picture, this report card on the Arctic, why is it important?
Well, the Arctic is important. It plays a big role in regulating the global climate, but it's been changing really rapidly as the planet warms. And this year was the Arctic's warmest in the last 125 years. And I asked Matthew Druckenmiller about this. He's at the National Snow and Ice Data Center in Boulder, Colorado, and he's the editor of this year's Arctic Report Card. And he calls the Arctic the refrigerator for the planet.
It keeps our planet cool. And whether you are close to the Arctic or far from the Arctic, when the Arctic thaws and it warms, it's having an impact on the global climate.
And that matters not just for people who live up in the Arctic, but everywhere else too, right? So warming waters are disrupting commercial fisheries, for instance, and the melting glaciers and ice sheets are contributing to sea level rise and coastal communities everywhere. And this report card has been documenting all those changes for the last 20 years.
I was reading another thing it's documenting is a striking effect of a warming Arctic, which is that some rivers are turning orange. Why? What's going on?
Yes, those are called rusting rivers, and there are hundreds of them. And this is happening not because of some weird chemical pollution, but because this frozen ground called permafrost is warming up. Here's Josh Cook, a scientist with the U.S. Geological Survey who studies this. He said water gets into this thawing permafrost and it picks up naturally occurring iron and carries it into rivers.
These are really pristine rivers that you can see, you know, 15 feet down to the bottom as if there's almost no water there. It's just so clear. And of course, that's no longer the case.
So these pictures he took are really striking. You have these beautiful mountains in the Brooks Range in northern Alaska, and then running through the valleys are these bright orange rivers.
I know the bright orange rivers, are they a danger to the environment?
They can be dangerous. I mean, along with the iron comes other metals like copper and aluminum that could harm fish and potentially get into drinking water supplies. That hasn't happened yet, as far as scientists know.
So this report card drops during a year when the Trump administration has curtailed climate science, has curtailed climate research. When you talk to scientists, do they have a sense of whether this research on the Arctic will even continue?
Yeah, there is a lot of uncertainty about what research will be funded going forward. I asked Matt Druckenmiller about this, too, and he says the Arctic is important for things that the Trump administration is interested in, like defense and shipping, oil and gas development, and those things also require science.
The foundation for being able to make good decisions is understanding on the ground what's changing, and that's really the focus of the Arctic Report Card.
That said, it's still not clear if there will be an Arctic report card next year. NOAA said they were unable to speculate on that. But today, NOAA's acting chief scientist, Steve Thur, noted the importance of the ongoing research. And he said, quote, NOAA remains committed to meeting this challenge.
That is Barbara Moran, environmental correspondent at member station WBUR, giving us the headlines from the Arctic report card just out. Thanks so much, Barb.
Thank you so much.